For the last 8 years on this channel, I've been banging on about how you need to do daily warm-ups just to keep moving forward, whether or not you've taken one of my courses or whether or not you've followed my channel for some time. I have several short warm-ups on here. I think up to, I've got a 5 minute one, a 10 minute one, maybe a 15 minute one. But today I'm going to give you a more comprehensive one. I've been doing this, like I said, for 8 years now, and I think it's time I shared a little bit more with you, a little bit more about what you can expect when you go into doing voice work properly. Now, voice work essentially is working on your body to better enable your instrument, your vocal mechanism, to function better and more optimally. So when you speak, it happens for you. You don't have to put any extra effort in, extra work. But if you don't work that instrument, if you don't fine tune that instrument, it's never going to be as capable of achieving what you want it to do as a communicator, as a speaker, or as a human. There's absolutely no point in knowing rhetoric, speech writing, and creating great keynotes and presentations if you don't have a voice that's going to support when you use your verbal communication to share these things with others. This video is going to give you all you need in order to do that. But be warned, this is an hour-long video. You may not wish to do this every day because you don't have the time. However, I do urge you to at least go through this video once a week so you can give your entire instrument a fine tuning. You can take charge of this voice, this instrument, this body that you possess in order to make it more optimal for speaking. The last 15 minutes is going to be solely on articulation, and I will put that as a separate video also. But the first 45 minutes is the stuff that no communication coach will ever tell you, because they don't know it, because they haven't learnt it themselves. It's very powerful work. We deal with the breath, we deal with the body, we find relaxation, we find ways of opening up, creating space within ourselves. So our body, our instrument, is able to resonate more fully, articulate more clearly, and we feel more at ease in ourselves. That is something worth having if you want to be a better communicator, advance your career, build better relationships in life, in social settings, and in business. All you'll need for the first 45 minutes of this video is a yoga mat or a soft carpeted area, or failing that, just some space on the floor that you can move in and, you know, stretch on. Also, maybe some comfortable clothes. So if you're in your business suit, it's likely going to rip because we're going to be moving and into positions that are kind of similar to what you might experience in yoga, for example. So I'm going to go to another room now where I've got some floor space, put the camera down, and see you there. Starting in semi-supine. Best to come down onto your side first, onto your elbow, and then roll down onto your back like this, so you don't put any strain in your neck. So your feet are facing parallel forward, your knees up at 45 degree angle, your back flat as it can be, relaxed. You don't need to move unless to adjust to try and feel like your back is comfortable. We don't really do much in this apart from breathe, but we allow gravity to hold us and do the work. So as we breathe in and breathe out, you just imagine our spine sinking into the ground. Okay? Breathing in and out. And on those in-breaths, we're breathing into the lower back, to the sacrum, where our tail is. You'll find that your belly moves up. And that's just what happens when your diaphragm moves down, moves your vital organs out of the way. But the aim is to send it to the back here. Just take a few breaths. Deep breaths. Slow, long inhales and outhales in your own time. And as you inhale, Imagine that your spine is getting longer from the tip of your head down to the base of your tail. The same as you breathe out, imagine that your spine is lengthening. Be mindful of your shoulders, that they're not raising up, that they're relaxed down. I keep my hands on my belly so I can feel the breath. Now you can put your focus on your, rather than the length of your spine and the length of your body, but the width of it, the thickness of it. When you breathe in, imagine yourself getting wider. And as you breathe out, imagine yourself getting wider still. Try to let everything go. Don't hold on to anything. Any tension you feel, just let it go. Allow gravity to take it away. Release. Drop it down. Now imagine that as you breathe in and out, your body is sinking further into the floor as your chest is going up towards the ceiling. So the top and bottom of you are getting further away. This is imaginary, you're not physically making it happen. And now, imagining that your entire torso is a balloon, and as you breathe in, the balloon expands, and as you breathe out, the balloon expands further. You don't have to use your hands, keep them rested on your belly. Take a couple more breaths here. And then we're going to roll onto our side. Place your right foot down on the floor straight, keeping your left leg up. And then raise your left arm back and roll over your right leg. Bringing your arm round like a clock arm, all the way back, over, round the back. It's going to make you drop back again. Breathe in as it comes up to the top and round again. Breathing out. Breathe in on the way up, and out on the way down. Breathing in, and go back the other way. Breathe out. Breathe in, and out. And in, and out. Now we're going to change, so we're going to bring your left leg up. Bring your right knee to match that. Straighten your left leg. Bring your right arm up and roll over. Bringing your arm all the way around. Breathing out on the way down, in on the way up. Three times. And then back the other way three times.
Breathing in and out. And on the last time, come back round onto your right side and back onto your elbow. And we're going to get onto all fours. And we're going to go for a few rounds of cat and cow. Now, this is basically a yoga position where we move first the base of your spine, following down, curving, and finally your head raises up at the end. Tucking your tailbone under now, bringing it back round, and you'll find that the rest of the back arches and follows, lastly by your neck. Push your knees and your hands into the floor. And suck your belly in. Pull it up in towards your spine. And then back again. Bringing your tail up. Arching your back. Finally your head. Look up towards the ceiling. And reverse. Tucking your tailbone under. Following the spine up. Bring your belly into your spine. Come back to neutral. And then we're going to look to the left. To the right. So bringing your butt and your head the same side where your ribs are on the other side. And then you can do some circular motions that incorporate the two. We're getting our spine moving. Okay. From here, we're going to get onto our toes. Let's make this a bit wider. So on our knees, that would be flat. Then we tuck our toes under and we sit back on them. Nice and relaxed. There we go. If it's a bit painful, you can come off them for a second and then get back on. We're just waking these muscles up now. Waking parts of our body up that might have been dormant as we slept. Breathing the entire time. I'm just taking my list. Okay, so for here, come back down, and I want you to bring your left foot forward so you can see that my leg is parallel to the floor and there's a 90 degree angle with my lower leg down there, and the other is toes pointed. And I'm going to lean forward a bit, not too much. I don't want the knee to go over the foot, but we're leaning into that so we feel a stretch on our thigh muscle at the front on the other side. And you can also, when you're here, tuck your tailbone under so you feel that stretch a bit more. You can even raise your arm up. Let's make that wider so you can see me. So raising your right arm up, leaning over towards the left, tucking the tailbone under, leaning forward a bit. Find that stretch in the front. This is going to help open and relax our lower back, even though we're stretching the muscles at the front. Good for our posture and alignment. Creating some space in the body so we can feel more relaxed and present in ourselves for when we have to speak. Let's swap it over. Actually, no. What we'll do, we'll come back and sit down on our heels. Bring our toes up towards us and then just fall down. Allow gravity to take you. Lean down, head first, chin first, towards your foot. But don't pull, don't push. Just let gravity do the work. You just lean forward. Wherever you are right now is correct. It's not competition. It's more about breathing and inviting space into your body as opposed to forcing it. Your body will always pull back if you do that. Okay, we could do the other side. Onto the knee. Bring your right foot up. And tucking your tailbone under, you can lean forward a bit. Bring your left arm up in the air and reach over the side of your head. Or up into the air. If you want more of a stretch, lean forward more. Keeping your tailbone tucked under Make sure you can feel that down here in the front thigh. And then, after a couple of breaths, we come back down, sitting on our heel and leaning forward. Breathe in. And on every out breath, just relax down into this position. Bringing your chin forward, tucking your toes back. And relax. Okay. Starting with our feet together. Try to straighten your spine. Imagine that you're on your sit bones and you're making your spine as tall as you can. Wherever your legs land, that's fine. Mine are very tight, so you can see it up in the air. Some people can get them to the floor. You do you. A couple of breaths and maybe even a sigh. Let go of any tension. Relax your shoulders. You're holding onto your feet, but you're not pulling. It's just for stabilizing you. Okay, so left foot out. Bring the right foot, tuck it in the side on the inside of the leg there. So we're going to open up the left palm. Turn your body to face the right arm. Bringing your right arm up in the air. Looking at the hand. Keeping your shoulder relaxed. Bend at the elbow so you can look up towards the elbow and towards the ceiling. Allowing your body to just relax down and your hand moving towards the leg. Let's have a look like this. So you're looking up towards the ceiling. Your hand is just a millimeter away from your eyebrow. Your shoulder is relaxed. And you're breathing in to these ribs here at the side and allowing gravity to help you release and get lower down as you keep your hand on the inside of your leg. One more breath. Let it go. One thing I didn't do then actually was just to move our leg forward like this. If you put your forearm onto your leg here and you push it, you find that the whole thing moves. And a nice thing to do there is to go with it and take it further. So as you roll your leg, turn your body as it naturally wants to turn and look round. You can do that 3 times. With the breath as well, breathe in and roll. Breathe in again. Roll the leg, look round. However you are comfortable. And again. So let's swap that then to the other side. We'll start with the roll actually when we do this. So, forearm on your leg, roll it. And allow it to move you naturally as your body intends to go. And you can follow with your head. Breathing in and out as you roll. Breathe in. Okay, so now we're going to do what we did on the other side by opening our hand, our right hand this time, and turning to face our left arm, bringing it up in the air, keeping the shoulder relaxed. Turn at the elbow, bring your hand so the palm faces out and your hand stays in front of your eyebrow for about a millimeter close. Look up towards the ceiling. Breathe in and relax down towards, allowing this hand to reach towards your foot without pulling. No effort, no force, just maintaining good posture. Good couple of breaths here. Open up those ribs, those intercostal muscles. And then back up. Now, we'll come into the middle. And we'll grab hold of our feet again like we did, but we're going to just allow our head and spine to relax and roll forward. However comfortably they drop, just let them go.
Take a couple of breaths.
If you need to move, move. But now, we're going to come to the second part of this. Taking our left leg out. Tuck the right leg into the side again, but this time we're going to bring our left leg round so it's bent behind us, and then adjust your buttocks so you can try and find your way to your sitting bones. If you can't get both, don't worry, eventually you will.
And that's what you're aiming for, to find balance on both of them. But it can be, I mean, I get very tight in my legs, so it's difficult, especially on the first round. By the third round, usually I'm better at this.
So you're going to breathe in, lengthen the spine, relax, breathe out, come down.
Find your way round.
Let's have a look here. Try and find your way round
to the side so you can relax your belly, your torso along your leg, along your knee, and then relax your head down. Relax everything you can and let it just be as you breathe into your back and opening up that space at the back. Just relax. After a good couple of breaths, we can come round, bringing our right arm parallel to our right leg. So there's our leg and there's our arm next to each other. And then we're going to bring this left arm round and draw a circle around the floor until it comes up and brings us flowing with it, until it gets all the way round. Relax your neck. You're leaning on your shoulder here. You need that for the support. Bringing your left arm all the way open. We won't stay here too long, and then bring it back the way it came, all the way around, wide circle, then bring it to the floor and draw that circle back the way you came, across your knee, and then up.
And gradually build up on the spine, back to sitting. Now we're going to come to the other side, do the same. Tucking our left foot in, and then our right foot round the back. Again, if you can try and adjust your buttocks so your right sitting bone also touches the floor. Mine currently isn't, but it should do soon. Breathe in. Move forward.
And then work your way round so your torso is laying over on top across your leg. And breathe. After a couple of breaths, we bring our left arm round again, so we are parallel. I'll try and show you this from the back now. Left arm parallel to the right leg. We draw a circle bound back round, bringing our arm all the way over, relax the head, put all the weight onto your elbow. Open up chest.
A couple of breaths. Don't want to stay here too long. We draw a circle back round the air, down to the floor,
bringing our bodies down, back over the leg, and then finally up in the centre, back to the beginning.
And then when we finished that first round, that was one round, we will again relax our head and spine down, holding onto our feet just in front of us.
Couple of breaths here.
Okay, so now bringing the left foot out again, tucking the right foot in. Can use our elbow, forearm, to roll and turn with it. Breathe in, breathe out. One more time. You might find that you can turn your head further the second time round. Okay, so opening up the palm. Turn to face the back, bring the arm up, relax the shoulder, turn at the elbow, relax and move down your leg, looking up through your elbow towards the ceiling. Keep your jaw relaxed, your neck relaxed, but maintaining that view up to the ceiling. Relax your shoulder, breathe out, allow your body to come down, opening up your chest more. Let those ribs
start to soften. Oh. One more breath. And then bringing the arm back up, we'll switch over legs. Tucking your left foot in, we're going to take our right forearm, place it on our leg, roll, and then follow that roll as we breathe out. Ending up by looking with your head. Three of those. Now we open up the right palm, turn to face our left arm, bring it up in the air, bend at the elbow, turn the palm out, bring our a middle finger in front of our eyebrow, look up, breathe in and drop down. Keep your attention focused down your leg and your eyes, and your neck and your head pointed up towards the ceiling. Relax the shoulder, relax your left leg down. You don't want any tension here. And breathe out one more time. Breathing in, come back up. Bring your hand round, bring yourself back to the center. We'll grab those feet, relax our head back down again. Okay, sit back up. And we can take our right foot, tuck it in again. We're going to bring our left leg, bend it and bring it round to the back. Try and sit on both of the sitting bones. Breathe in, lengthen the spine. Fall down forwards, belly first. Move round and bring your belly over the top of your right leg. Breathe in and out. And allow gravity to do the work. We continue round now. Bring your right arm parallel to your left, to your right leg. Continue your arm round all the way over so it opens up and widens your chest. Heart up towards the ceiling, relax your neck, breathe in, let it go, open up, breathe in, and on the next out breath, come back, round down, and bring it all the way around. I already feel that I've opened up more and I can get closer to the ground. Breathe in, let's bring your left foot back, your right foot out, tuck your left foot in. And then your right foot, bring it round, bend it, bring it behind your butt. If you can bring both sitting bones or both butt cheeks to the floor, great. I can't quite make it yet. Breathe in, lengthen the spine, fall forward, roll down. Use your hands to bring you round so your torso is over your left knee. And breathe. And release. Really pay attention to what you can feel in your back as you do these exercises. Is it tight? Does it feel relaxed? Coming round even further now. Bring your left arm parallel to your right arm and draw a circle round over your head. Bring your right arm up and over, relaxing your neck, opening up to the sky, to the heavens. Breathe in, relax. Breathe in one more time and then bring your right arm in a big circle, sweep it all the way round, we're going to come back to the center. And drawing up, bring your right feet together, and then we're going to bring them together in the middle. And now we're going to, that was two rounds. You can do three if you like, if you want to pause this video, but I'm going to move on because that's already 27 minutes. So at this point, we're going to take our inner elbows, the joints, and see if we can balance on our sitting bones and pick up our legs at the same time. If you want the energy to come towards you, you can keep your hands this way. If you want to put the energy out into the world, you can turn your hands out. However you're feeling today. Do you need it? Or are you sharing it? Then cross over your legs. Pull them in tight. Come forwards. Bring your left arm or right arm up, whichever one's right for you at this time. Tuck it down. Grab underneath your left knee. Stretch up again with the right arm. Bring it down underneath here. Now we're going to just let go, lean forward and breathe a couple of times. Opening up between the scapula. Maybe releasing some of that tension between your shoulder blades. Okay, so once we've done that, you can get back onto your knees and we'll get to our feet and do something a little different. Here we are. Okay, so for this, we're going to keep our feet together. Knees together all the time. Don't separate them. And we're going to create some small circles. Keeping our knees together, our feet together, ankles together, feet flat on the floor. Try and push the weight of all your toes, your heel, the inside part of your foot, the sole. Try and get an even feeling. So they're flat and wide and the weight is evenly distributed. Now, when I was taught this, I was taught to do 30 each side. We're going to do 15 each side for today. I am not sure how many we've done there, but it feels like that's close to 50. We'll go back. You really don't have to be too specific about numbers. It's more that we're opening up areas in our body, creating space, creating length, inviting relaxation, and becoming a better instrument for our vocal capacity, working the vocal mechanism. This is the fine tuning. This makes you ready for speaking. This is a big part of it. It's common that people start with articulation and they don't do their body, but the body is everything. Articulation is the icing on top. Okay, so once we've done that, I'm going to move camera again. Now we can come up to the waist. Actually, if I move this camera a little bit up, that might help. There we go. In the same way, we want to have our knees in line with our toes, relaxed, unlocked, tuck a tailbone under. And we're just going to imagine that our head is in the same spot, our feet are in the same spot, but our hips are rotating in a circle around a ball that's in the middle. So imagine your center, you're just moving your hips out and around the center. Front, side, back, side. Try not to move my head too much, actually. So we're limiting what else is moving. Again, we'll do 15 clockwise and 15 counterclockwise or anti-clockwise, however you say it. And then back the other way. Trying to maintain your shoulders, neck and head in a similar position. Ankles, knees, responsive and relaxed. This should be easy. We're just gently making these movements. And these, when done daily, over time, add up. These might seem like micro movements, but they're gentle and they invite the body to soften and relax, which is what we want. Okay, for the final part of this, we're going to do a similar thing, but with our, say, thorax, the chest, the upper rib cage. So if we put it forward, think of the center of your chest going forward, and the side, and then the back, and then to the other side, and then circulate those. See if you can keep your feet planted, your hips in the same position, maybe even your neck and head don't move too much. It's just all coming from the ribs, and the chest. Oh, my broken rib plays up sometimes. I can feel it right now, moving around. Right, let's go the other way again. Just circulating that centre part. Right, okay. Okay, next we're going to... Actually, I'll come down a bit closer for this. We want to take our hand over our head at the side. Just relax it. We're not going to pull. We're just going to allow the weight of our arm to be enough. And we can bring out our left hand, point the middle finger. You can do little infinity movements with that. Move it in a infinity symbol. Someone told me once, imagine that you're stroking a little dog. You're petting a little dog. But I like the infinity symbols. Then from here, take your hand up and you can look down towards your armpit and then bring your hand in front like this and pull it down. Not pull it down, but just allow the weight of the hand to pull you down. Do the same thing again. You can move your hand around and find nice little mini stretches, bringing some length into that neck. Then in the center, we take both hands and just allow the weight of the arms to just drop down. Breathe all the time. So we've gone from the side to the corner to the center, and now we'll come back to this corner. Hand goes in front of your head. You can bring this other arm out to help open up that again. Again, you're not pulling, you're just allowing the weight to drop you down. Breathing, and on the out breath, opening up. Then we can bring our head to the other side. Again, just allow the weight, let your fingers hold onto your head and the weight of your arm to just drop down. Bring your arm up if you want feel a bit more of that. Right. This part, we start an ending voice in now. We've been breathing. Let's get some sounds. So that's... If you can get your feet flat on the floor, great. And I have a bit of difficulty with that, so I'm going to just move and try and open up my legs here. Because I'll fall over if I do that. So this is what I need to do, rather than just being completely static. Move from one side to the other, unless you are completely comfortable with both flat on the floor. Aim to bring your spine up and to widen your legs. And V. So now.
I want you to have a little jaw massage, okay? So you're going to take the palm of your finger, of your hand, sorry, and we're going to be drawing it down over the bone here, down past your temples in a line down towards your jaw. So like this. But both sides at the same time, using this. And try and sigh out. As you do that, allow it to let go. Look like Edward Monk's The Scream. And then by bringing your thumb up along the bottom edge of your teeth, try and find that spot where you can get up and in and under. Bring your elbows in, sit down and relax your head. Let it be heavy. We don't do this for too long, but doing this every day will gradually start to open it up and give you more flexibility and more vocal expression in your dynamics because it's more relaxed, okay? Okay, that's enough. So let's do some humming. Now hum forward in our mouth. See if you can move that hum around, where you send the vibrations up into your nose, up into your head, through your nose, to your lips, down here in your throat, into your chest. Can you go into your belly? No. Up and down. Let's add some tongue trills and keep that noise going. Keep that energy of the air forward. Almost like purse your lips like you're kissing or going, ooh. Sending the air forward like a whistle. Now we can bring the lips in as well. Now both at the same time. So the tongue, put it. The tip on the back of your bottom teeth and try and press the back of your tongue forward. For now, we want to vocalize more. Anything, it really doesn't matter. Okay, let's bounce. Let's just bounce on the spot a little bit. Throw away some of that. That in your shoulders, in your arms. Just bouncing up and down. And we want the energy to be down, 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 as opposed to bouncing up, up, up. It's a different energy. We're sort of dropping it down. We're throwing it away. We're giving into gravity and we're just surrendering ourselves and our body so we can stand more easy and we're not creating tension. We're letting go of it. Try and sigh and yawn at the same time. So it's like starts as a yawn, it turns into a sigh. And you can do that with a very open voice and go up as well. Right. We're not going to carry on in the other room. We're back in here again now to just do some more fine tuning. If you have one of these, it's called a bone prop. Great, use it, pick it up now, pause this video and go and get it. If you don't, then you can see a video here on where to get one and what it is and what it does. If not, you can just take your little finger and turn it over to the back of the knuckle and put the tip of that just in between your top and bottom teeth, like that. And the idea is that you keep your mouth at this distance as we do these exercises, right? You could use a pencil, but I don't want you to keep your mouth open too wide, and it's very dangerous to have one just pointing straight in case someone walks in, opens a door and slams into your throat or something terrible like that. We don't want that to happen. So we're going to go through the alphabet, okay? So, fa ga ha 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 ra sa ta va how do you do X? I've got no idea. Right, so that's the entire alphabet. It's a completely bonkers exercise, as most voice exercises are, especially the articulation ones. I'm going to find something else for you now as well that we can practice. Okay, so next we're just going to say some sentences, but again, with either a knuckle in the pencil or our bone prop. And what I want you to do is to just repeat after me, okay? The text will be on the screen. I'm thinking of singing a moving song. Bring your gong along. I think he got a drink from the tank. Now we're going to go on to consonant exercises. He made a number of accusations concerning his impecunious but meritorious companion. There is a singular irregularity in using this word attributively. Next, tweetle beetle battle. Use that metal ladle to serve the noodle soup. Take the shuttle to a cattle call, Myrtle. Okay, now a couple for the lips. Pass the pens and pencils, please. Packing pickles poses problems. Apparently, the representative was appealing for support. Wendy watched the weasel walking. Where are the watches we wanted? You are a fool to do it. Do go through and look at Sue. Now for the tongue. Leave the lazy lion alone. If you delay longer, we're likely to be late. The dull light from the candle burned slowly in the lamp. The choir came caroling at Christmas. He grabbed the grapes greedily from Grandad's garden. So the next thing I suggest you do is keeping this in, because it does start making the other muscles work harder. And when you take it out, they kind of had a good workout. So you want a little break in between doing that and going to speak and going about your day. These are warm-ups. These are like daily exercises. This whole thing is designed to just give you, prepare you for the day. And once you've taken your voice to the gym, once you've looked after that, you can just go about your day and your speaking will, over time, gradually begin to work more effectively. And it's no longer something you have to be concerned about. Then, if your confidence is getting in the way, that's a different matter. If your presentation sucks, your keynote isn't prepared properly, that's another matter. But at least you know that your voice is there for you. You won't have to be using too much effort because it's warm and ready. You'll be audible, You'll be resonant. You'll be clear by doing this as often as you can. If you do it once a day, I tell you what, you're going to get far very quickly. If you do the entire thing just once a week, seriously, you're doing more than most people. So don't beat yourself up. Don't be too hard on yourself, but give yourself a voice gym workout. All right? It's like putting in the hours at the gym. You won't build muscle if you don't do it. I find that these exercises also help me sleep better. They help with my, like, relaxing my nerves and nervous system and feeling more comfortable and relaxed in my own skin. Therefore, I also feel more psychologically, like, ready to speak. It's not just how I feel physically, but the two go hand in hand for me. I hope this has been good for you. I'd love to know how you feel, how you've experienced this workout. If you've got through the whole thing, I don't know how many of you will, but let me know so I know that it's working for you. And yeah, continue to practice it as often as you can, and I swear you'll get benefit. If you are looking for more, if you are looking to go deeper and you wanted to build up your own routine or perhaps learn more exercises and more about them as well and how they can affect certain parts of your speaking and your voice, then you could take my foundational 8-week course, which actually goes through 65 exercises in total. But this is a really good starting point. You could do worse. If you feel that you're getting value from these videos, share them with someone who you believe might get some value also. But you can also buy me a coffee if you don't want to get involved in the full-time courses. You know, it does cost a little bit for me to produce these videos. And so I greatly accept anyone who, you know, chucks me a fiver here and there just to say thanks. You can give thanks on the channel or buy me a coffee in the link below in the description. But I thank you anyway for joining me, and you can help keep the channel alive by subscribing, hitting the notifications bell, and sharing and leaving a comment. Thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time. I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly, so I...